Fracture Management in Primary Care, The Review. Hello and welcome to this week's Urgent Bite, brought to you by the Royal New Zealand College of Urgent Care. My name is Guy Melrose and today we're going to try something new and present a review of a book that is relevant to urgent care practice. We want to keep the podcast varied and cover a broad selection of topics and features, much like the branch of medicine in which we all work. So what follows is my review of a book that has not left my side since I bought it. Fracture Management for Primary Care, 3rd edition. I picked up this book by Patrice Eif and Robert Hatch and published by Elsevier Sanders about 6 years ago, having thumbed through the pages at a medical conference, drawn to it initially by the title. Urgent care is primary care after all, and a large part of urgent care practice is managing fractures that do not require the input of an orthopaedic surgeon. Yet most fracture management books I'd come across prior to this were aimed at the orthopaedic specialist, and whilst the knowledge contained within included conservative treatment options, this information is structured around a much more in-depth approach pertaining to the surgical management of fractures. Whilst knowing the many different subsets of ankle fractures and the multiple types of external fixator devices used to fix them is vital information for the orthopaedic trainee, and perhaps interesting to a medical student, it goes a little beyond that which we in urgent care need in order to perform our role. We need to know the point at which a particular fracture requires orthopaedic management, and anything from that point falls into the realm of the surgeon. So it is clear when you start reading this book that the authors have approached things from the standpoint of a primary care or urgent care physician. This makes for a more interesting and relevant read, and ultimately a much more useful text with which to refer during your daily practice. It is laid out in easy chapters that relate to particular body parts, and within each chapter there are easily identifiable sections that refer to important information such as mechanism of injury, clinical presentation, paediatric considerations, return to sport, and indications for orthopaedic intervention. All relevant anatomy and physiology is represented, alongside diagrams and x-rays that are both appropriate and easy to follow. And there is a section on general principles including complications like osteomyelitis and compartment syndrome. These are all pitched at the primary urgent care physician. What do we need to know to do our job? Not what is needed to pass an orthopaedic fellowship. This makes for a refreshing and ultimately enjoyable read. For me, one of the most useful parts of this book are the tables that summarise each type of fracture. These tabulate the journey of a fracture through the healing process and shows the management milestones and treatment options alongside healing times, interval x-rays and red flags. This makes for a quick reference tool that can be used on day one on the floor of the urgent care or on week six in fracture clinic. As with any textbook, you still need to stay up to date with current best practice, so this is by no means the only reference book you will ever need for fracture management. It is, however, a great framework with which to approach the fractures that we see in urgent care, and the way it is laid out and the summary tables have enabled me to easily update it through the judicious use of a pencil. For those of you wanting to live a little more in the 21st century, my copy came with a code enabling access to an e-book, which contains links to online material and up-to-date references. So this book very quickly became my go-to for the management of fractures, and I think it would make a great addition to any urgent care physician's bookshelf. Augment it with more detailed orthopaedic texts periodically and up-to-date management from online resources, and it should allow you to safely and appropriately manage the vast array of fractures that present through our urgent care clinics. I've attached links to online sellers of this book in the show notes. This was an independent review and no incentive or communication has been forthcoming from the publishers or authors. If you have a reference book you recommend for the urgent care physician, or any book about medicine that will be of interest to our community, please share via the Facebook comments. And if you'd like to write a review for the podcast, please email podcast@rnzcuc.org.nz. We'll be back next week with another podcast. I look forward to seeing you all then, but for now, thanks for listening.